and welcome to this podcast. Although anyone can live mindfully, no matter whether they're religious or not, the practice is found in one form or another among the world's most popular belief systems. Mindfulness is especially emphasized in Buddhism, and today mindfulness is increasingly used by health professionals as a technique to assist people with mental health. Meditation is found in most religious traditions and, of course, is taught by secular organizations as well. Let's have a brief look at some of these spiritual traditions and secular organizations. In the Jewish tradition, Kabbalah, which is the Jewish contemplative practice, it's the mystical branch of Judaism, and the word Kabbalah means receiving. It empowers the believer with insights into the inner workings of God. There are rabbinical traditions that have taught meditation. A friend of mine many years ago, a practicing Jewish doctor in Melbourne, went overseas to Israel and he practiced Jewish mysticism and learnt all about meditation. When he returned to Melbourne after 12 months, he began to teach meditation to many within his community. In Islam, Muslim prayer, there's the intentional pausing 5 times each day when Muslims turn 5 times each day to Mecca. The mystical tradition in Islam is Sufism, where meditation and chanting are practiced in addition. I think most people know about the 13th century Persian poet and mystic Rumi, and the essential Rumi is essential reading, I think, to find out more about Sufism and more about the Muslim mystical experience. Christianity, monastic tradition of chanting, rosary, prayer ropes, the John Main tradition, the centering prayer tradition, Lectio Divina, silent retreats, vigils, pilgrimages, labyrinths. These are all part of a meditative practice within Christianity. And I must say, in the last 20 to 30 years, meditation within Christianity has become a lot more popular, a lot more widespread. In Hinduism, this is the oldest tradition of meditation dating back over 5,000 years and the home of yoga. Raja Yoga, where one stills the mind, teaches meditation. Other types of yoga use a mantra or mandala. Most of the meditation and mindfulness practices in other traditions can be traced back to Hinduism. Buddhism. Meditation is at the heart of Buddhism. And there are many types of meditation, but two that are practiced widely. One, insight or vipassana in Pali, and concentration, samatha. Westerners have adapted more readily to the Buddhist principles of meditation than perhaps other traditions. And then there are the secular forms of meditation. Perhaps the most popular is transcendental meditation, or TM. The Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, in 1958, he formed a concentration meditation using a mantra to focus the mind. And there are many, many more traditions, including some indigenous, example, Native American, and so forth. So we're in very good company when we look at how widespread meditation is throughout the world. In meditation, we discover ultimate reality. But of course, there's another reality all around us, the everyday world of politics, economics, suffering, relationships, and so forth. This is reality too. Our meditation tradition is not an escape from everyday life, but rather it should compel us to love, to service, to compassion for others. In reality, the asceticism required on the path of meditation brings us down to earth and to the world around us. There's a wonderful Zen story that illustrates this. One disciple said, "My master stands on one side of the river and I stand on the other, holding a piece of paper. He draws a picture in the air and the picture appears on my paper. He works miracles." The other disciple said, "My master works greater miracles than that. When he sleeps, he sleeps. When he eats, he eats. When he works, he works. When he meditates, he meditates." There's another wonderful story told by the Buddha which illustrates the same point. A delegation came to the Buddha and asked him, "Who are you? Are you a god?" "I'm not," said the Buddha. "Well then, are you an angel?" "No, I'm not an angel." "Are you a prophet?" "No," said the Buddha. "Who then are you?" And the Buddha replied, "I am awake." And that's what we want to do when we meditate. We want to be attentive. We want to be alert. We want to be awake. I'm Peter Thomas, and this Meditation and Mindfulness podcast is a presentation of the Carmelite Center, the place for facilitating spiritual journeys. Bookmark this website to keep up to date with programs at the center.